I'm here with Alexander Berkers, editor-in-chief of The Duran. Alexander, let's talk about elections in Hamburg, Germany. And once again, we are seeing the collapse of Merkel's CDU party, the dominant party in Germany, a complete collapse. We recently had the resignation of AKK, who was Merkel's mini-me. It was Merkel's successor to the CDU party. She's gone. She's resigned. We have a power vacuum. I think we have a power vacuum in Germany as to who's going to succeed an outgoing Angela Merkel. The CDU is not doing well anywhere,
no.
It seems. Take us into what just happened in Hamburg. This is big news.
Yes, now Hamburg is Germany's second biggest city, as I understand it. It's also one of its richest cities. It's a port city in northern Germany, and it is a stronghold of the left. But it's a stronghold of the left, which has always had a fairly significant vote there for the centre-right. The centre-right has always done reasonably well. Well, what has happened is that Angela Merkel's party crashed. It went down from 16% of the vote to just over 11%. It's almost a marginal force in German politics now. And the SPD, which has historically always been the dominant party in Hamburg, basically maintained its position. It won 39% of the vote. But it's important to point out that it too saw an overall fall in its vote share. The right-wing party that held its position was the AfD, which polled 7%, polled 5%, 5.3%, but was able to hold its position. The two parties that increased their share of the vote, though, significantly, were the Greens, who are now on 24% in Hamburg, and interestingly enough, Die Linke, the left-wing party that is in its origins connected to the East German Communist Party and has built on some of the traditions of the Communist Party, the former KPD, the Communist Party of Germany that existed before the war, which was historically strong in Hamburg. And it gained 9% of the vote. So it's actually saw its vote share grow. So what you are seeing in Hamburg is the center once again being hammered, the Christian Democrats disintegrating. I mean, they're now just down to 11% in Germany's second biggest city, and the center losing ground everywhere. Even the SPD in, you know, its most important base losing ground, and with the right-wing party, the AfD, holding steady in Hamburg, but the two parties of the left, the Greens, or at least I don't personally think the Greens are very left, but the perception in Germany is that they're left, the Greens and the Linke gaining support. So that gives you an idea of how unpopular Merkel and the CDU are becoming. They're becoming marginalized in every part of Germany. If a region of Germany tends to the right, it tends to swing to the AfD and the CDU loses there. If a region in Germany inclines to the left, it swings further to the left to parties like Die Linke or the Greens. And this is the pattern now in the former East Germany. It is the pattern in the former West Germany. The only major difference is that the SPD seems to have held on in Hamburg, even though it has collapsed everywhere else. But even in Hamburg, its vote share fell. So we're seeing the further collapse of the center, with the major collapse in Hamburg being on the part of the CDU.
Were you expecting the AfD to fall a little bit more in their results after the shooting? Or yes, I was. Does it surprise you that they held steady? What does this tell you?
I didn't think they would actually, I thought they would not pass the 5% barrier. I thought they would fall below 5%. They got 5.3%. They saw a small slip. I think it was 6.3% before. But basically, overall, they held fairly steady. So I think in elections where they would not have been expected to do well in a city where they are unpopular anyway, I think they held on surprisingly well, actually. But, the runaway success in Hamburg, which is, as I said, historically always been a left-wing city. Port cities, by the way, in my experience, tend to be. That's pretty much true everywhere. But Hamburg, which is very much a port city, is very much historically being dominated by the left, and the left did very well in Germany. The SPD, the most centrist of the left-wing parties, saw its vote fall. The Greens, who I think are not really a leftist party at all, but have successfully masqueraded as one, got a quarter of the vote. But the really big surprise is how well in Hamburg the Linke does, given, as I said, that it's the former Communist Party of East Germany wearing different clothes. So you wouldn't have thought that Die Linke would do well in anywhere in West Germany, and yet in Hamburg it does, and it increased its support.
What does that tell you? Because the way I was looking at it before was that West Germany and East, there was a clear divide, West and East, as to how they were moving according to the parties that they support. So this kind of comes out of left field, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a bit, because Hamburg is different. I mean, you would not get the Die Linke doing as well somewhere like, Frankfurt or Dusseldorf or Munich or those sorts of places. Well, actually, Munich has a Bohemian quarter where perhaps they would pick up some support. But Hamburg is different. It has its own particular traditions. Germany, I should say, is a very, very decentralized place, and politics in many different regions follow their own drum. But the fact that, there is a historical vote for if you like, a sort of hard left party in Hamburg doesn't entirely surprise me. That the SPD held on doesn't surprise me either. That it slipped even in Hamburg, so that it's now got just under 40% of the vote there, where it ought to be voting, getting around 50%. That's not so good for the SPD, but there we are.
Okay, so what does this tell you about Merkel?
I think.
And the CDU, actually.
Well, I understand it, the CDU is in deep crisis. And I think that is a widespread perception within the CDU itself, that they feel that they're running out of road, that Merkel is becoming deeply I'm not sure exactly the word unpopular is right, because her opinion poll ratings are still high, but she's no longer commanding support. And she's dragging the CDU down. It's now at about 25% of the vote in overall opinion polls. And I think it will fall unless something happens very soon and very radically to change the situation. Because you can't just say that getting 11% in Hamburg, left-wing city though it may be, is anything else but a disaster for the CDU. The CDU has historically been quite strong in Hamburg. So to see it implode in this way is remarkable. And it shows how much people are turning against the CDU practically everywhere in Germany now. In the left, in East Germany, they vote for the AfD. In West Germany, they seem to be voting increasingly for parties like the Greens, or in some places for the AfD also. So the CDU is doing badly everywhere in Germany, even in its strongholds, it's not doing well anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that people are voting for parties that take clear policy positions
on
the issues.
Exactly.
And Merkel has never been that person. She's always been a type of lame duck type of character.
Yes,
always ruling with the polls, trying to figure out which way the polls are going, and she kind of would go along with that. People want solutions to problems, and they're either going towards the AfD or Die Linke or the Greens, because they think these parties, and rightly so, are addressing these problems in a much more coherent manner. Merkel
exactly.
avoids There's everything.
Not. Exactly. I mean, the point is, you may not agree with some of the solutions some of these parties offer, but they're at least, as you say, coherent parties. The CDU is no longer a coherent party. I was reading a most interesting analysis of it in, I think, the Financial Times or the Guardian. Actually, it was the Guardian, in which they were saying that by positioning it in the center in the way that she has done, she has lost, Merkel has lost the CDU's clear identity. It's no longer seen in Germany as a conservative party anymore or a right-wing party. It is rather a centrist party that just, you know, shifts all the time and at the same time is reactive, because it is constantly reacting to events rather than shaping them. A conservative party can be very dynamic. I mean, Margaret Thatcher's Conservatives, you might not have agreed with Margaret Thatcher, but they, you know, it was a very strong, dynamic government. Merkel's government is not anything like that. It is a party of immobilism at a time when many people in Germany sense that, you know, things need to change. There needs to be a response. Can I just say, you know, I was recently in Germany, and again, the thing you would get when you are in Germany for any length of time is you're still impressed by what a prosperous and well-run country it is. It's also unavoidable to see the signs. You can't escape but see the signs that things are not as good as they used to be. You know, we were there at Berlin, one of the great, you know, party cities of Europe, and I mean that in the best sense. And we were out, my wife and I, on Friday night. It was Valentine's night, by the way, Valentine's Day's night, and virtually every place was empty. Why? Why was this you know, lack of activity? And it's not quite as, Germany's not quite as tidy or as clean as it used to be. There are lots of problems. The roads are no longer maintained as well as they were. You see graffiti in places where you didn't used to see graffiti. Berlin, you always saw quite a lot of graffiti. But you don't, this is start. There's some of these little elements there. The internet is not as good as it ought to be in a country which is so, you know, so has such a history of technological and engineering success and skill, which it still retains. I mean, you know, internet speeds can be surprisingly weak, even in a place like Berlin. And one senses problems mounting on all sides, and they're not really being addressed. And I've heard something else, by the way, which is that this business with AKK, if you remember, we did a video about it, that there was supposed to be, that AKK resigned because the AfD and the CDU in the eastern region of Thuringia came together to bring down the very popular leader of Thuringia, who actually was from the AfD, from the Die Linke. The AfD and the CDU came together, and AKK opposed it, but it required Merkel's intervention to stop it. What I'm hearing is that Merkel set up the whole situation in order to get rid of AKK, because she knew what the CDU in Thuringia was doing. But instead of coming to AKK's support and telling, you know, the people, the CDU people in Thuringia, well, you know, you mustn't under any circumstances get into any kind of partnership with the AfD, she remained silent. So the people, the CDU people in Thuringia, saw that as a green light to gang up with the AfD against Die Linke in Thuringia. And then, of course, Merkel comes back, says this is outrageous and unacceptable and unforgivable. That forces the new partnership in Thuringia to break down. But it completely shafted AKK also, because it made her look incredibly weak, and it made it look as if she couldn't run the party. And the reason she couldn't run the party is because Merkel wasn't supporting her. So there is a lot of bad feeling now, apparently, within the CDU over that episode, because a lot of people saw it as Merkel herself acting in her usual way behind the scenes, being very manipulative to stab her own chosen anointed successor in the back. Very typical of Merkel. She always acts like this. She's very, very cunning in her political skills, but ultimately she always acts to eliminate rivals. And she did that supposedly to IAKK also, which calls into question whether she really does intend to step down next year.
Well, she's way past her expiry date.
Absolutely.
Alexander. Absolutely. And I would say that she's too much of a politician for our times. You know, her politics were perfect for the Obama years, the Obama Rat Pack. But at this moment in time, the Camerons and the Hollands and the Renzis, they're all gone. The last two people holding on this Obama type of neoliberal politician, Trudeau, Merkel.
Well, indeed. And I would
She's got, yes?
I would add something else, because there's this feeling, and because of what happened in Thuringia, the whole Thuringia episode and the AKK episode, and now with Hamburg, is that there's now a growing groundswell of feeling, apparently for the first time within the CDU, including amongst its grassroots, that are very angry about the way Merkel treated AKK. And they're saying that this definitely means that when the CDU elects its next leader in a few weeks' time, Merkel must this time step down. She must step down as chancellor also. So if she really did stab AKK in the back, and I have to say it would be totally in character, then it would have been the move which finally brought her down, because it has crystallized feeling against her in her own party.
Yeah, she's done so much harm to Germany, so much harm to Europe.
Yes.
It's incredible. The new leader, do you think they should move the Christian Democrats? I was going to say the Christian Democrats, because it's in their name. What they should be is in their name. Do you think they need to move it away from the center and back to where it was?
Well, that is the consensus. That is the feeling, the general feeling on the part of many people within the CDU. Easier said than done now, actually, because, of course, the CDU is now so heavily identified with the centre. It's become so much the establishment centrist party that for them to try and move it back to the right. Besides, it's not clear when people talk about moving it back to the right what that means in Germany anymore. Because the result of Merkel's reign is that all these concepts of left and right, insofar as they apply to centrist parties, have now become scrambled. The thing to understand about the AfD is, yes, there are some very, very strange and unpleasant people in the AfD. If you look at the overall policies that it follows, they're very like what the CDU policies used to be. So does the CDU now try to become more like the AfD? Maybe it should, but I can see lots of people who would oppose that because of the way in which anything to do with the AfD has been so monstered as, you know, crypto-fascism.
I mean, you could make the argument, in closing the video, Alexander, you could make the argument that Boris Johnson, in one way or another, I don't want to pat him too much on the back, but in one way or another, brought the Conservative Party back to where it rightfully should be during the whole Brexit debacle. I mean, you kind of saw the Brexit Party creeping in, you know, maybe you saw UKIP creeping in, and it took a Boris Johnson to kind of reground the Conservative Party. Is that a correct assumption? So, I mean, it could be done with the CDU.
It can be done. It can be done. The only problem is, of course, that Merkel has been in power in Germany for such a long time, and she's been leading the CDU for even longer, that, as I said, it will require a radical culture change to achieve it. We will see whether the CDU is capable of this. I mean, one thing I would say, centre-right parties tend to be very focused on power, and if they sense that there are serious risk of becoming marginalized, they may change and change radically and go back to being more closer to what they were. It's more left-wing parties that always have the problems adapting themselves because they tend to be more inflexible. But it's going to be a mountain to climb because, of course, a whole generation of political leaders have now grown up in the CDU who are in Merkel's mold. So trying to change all of this is going to be very tough.
All right, Alexander McCurse, Editor-in-Chief of The Duran. Thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on the notifications bell. Smash that like button. And also donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps us out a lot because we are getting demonetized all the time. And YouTube suppresses our videos all the time, so we don't reach as many people as we rightfully should reach. So your help is very much appreciated. And you can also go to the Duran shop and pick up some merchandise, like the polo that Alexander is wearing, a very nice polo with our embroidered logo and magic mugs. I know he's got a magic mug there somewhere as well. And also don't forget, guys, we post every video on BitChute as well. So check us out on BitChute, Alexander.
We certainly do. And you can buy all these great things that we've been talking about. This polo shirt I took with me to Berlin, by the way. So it was with me during all that time when I was there. And I'm saying what a party place it actually is. So it's just the sort of suitable place where you can take to a great world capital, as Berlin, by the way, most certainly is. And it's one of the best it's the best polo shirt I've seen. I say one of the best because you've got lots of others, so it's one of the best of those, because we've got blue ones, we've got black ones, we've got gray ones, we've got all sorts of colors. It's 100% cotton, it's incredibly comfortable, it's immensely stylish, and it is of superb quality. You can wear it everywhere. And I've worn it many places, and I've worn it lots. And believe me, it is as good as new, even though I've had it now for quite a long time. So that tells you what good quality shirt it is. And of course, we don't just have polo shirts. We have long sleeve T-shirts. We have short sleeve T-shirts, all of the same quality. We have V-neck shirts. We have hats, hoodies, stickers. And of course, we have our famous Duran magic mugs, 100% perfect. Fantastic porcelain, light and strong, able to carry your tea securely and keep it warm. Or your coffee, if you prefer coffee, so that you can stay refreshed and invigorated into the long watches of the night, as I do. So we've got all these great things in our shop. We've also got our amazing ebooks, in which we discuss all sorts of important topics like Brexit and Russiagate and Ukrainegate and Epstein and all that. That's all there on our shop. As Alex says, you support us by going to our shop because of the immense pressures that we are always under. So you support us by coming to our shop. You support yourself by owning these great things. Come to our shop, buy these great things, support the Duran. Alex will tell you how.
Just go to theduran.com. You'll find a link in the description box down below. Alexander McCurse, Editor-in-Chief of The Duran. Thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.